Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arias Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com.
This is Spinal Tap News, bringing you what's news in the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less. You don't have hours to scour the internet for what's news in PT, and that's where we come in. This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
This is Spinal Tap News, brewed by the PT Pinecast and poured by Arias Medical Staffing. We cover the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less, or quadruple your money back. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. Our lead story, American Healthcare Act revealed. Vote could happen as early as Thursday.
After vowing to repeal and replace Obamacare for years, the House GOP has finally unveiled its plan.
On March 7th, the GOP revealed their replacement plan for the Affordable Care Act, called the American Healthcare Act. Immediately after the plan was released, Fortune magazine reported that AARP, the American Medical Association, and the American Hospital Association voiced strong opposition to the plan. Both AARP and the AMA cite harm to vulnerable populations, including increased costs for seniors, those between the ages of 50 and 64, and those on Medicaid. PT in Motion reports that the APTA, in collaboration with the American Occupational Therapy Association and the American Speech Language Hearing Association, in a March 7th letter to Tom Price, called for HHS to focus on, quote, affordable, high-quality, and patient-centered health insurance coverage, end quote. That includes strong habilitation and rehabilitation components. Since the big reveal 1 week ago, the plan has received criticism from both sides of the party line. The BBC reports that some Republican lawmakers have said that the bill does not adequately cover low-income people that were covered under Medicaid with the ACA. CNN reports that a Kaiser Family Foundation poll revealed that the American public is just as divided. Nearly half of those polled believe that the healthcare costs will increase under the replacement plan, while 51% believe that the ACA should not be repealed. Fueling the fire, the Congressional Budget Office released their report on Monday. PBS NewsHour reports that the nonpartisan CBO forecast that the number of uninsured Americans would soar, and the GOP measure would save the government $337 billion. In a report from The Guardian, Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, defended the bill on Tuesday, stating, quote, CBO coverage estimates are consistently wrong, and more importantly, did not take into consideration the comprehensive nature of the three-pronged plan to repeal and replace Obamacare with the American Healthcare Act, end quote. For more details on the replacement plan, visit the news section of ptpinecast.com. In other political news, Trump proposed a 19% cut in funding for NIH. Research would take a hit. According to the Washington Post, President Trump's budget proposes a 19% cut to the National Institute of Health's funding, which would total about $5.8 billion. It would also include a reorganization of NIH's 27 institutes and centers. The agency passes out more than 80% of its money to more than 300,000 researchers and universities across the country and abroad. Grants to researchers outside the NIH tend to be for several years, giving scientists the confidence that they'll have the funding they need for the equipment and personnel necessary to carry out their studies. From WBUR Radio in Boston, Massachusetts, Harry Orff, Senior President for Research at the Massachusetts General Hospital Research Institute, comments on the impact.
In a word, it will be devastating. A cut this deep, particularly at a time when, for the past decade, the budget has been fairly steady. We haven't really received any inflationary increases.
Another CMS rule change could require those in splinting and orthotics to get certified. According to PT in Motion, a proposed rule from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services would add regulatory and financial burden to PTs. The rule change would require therapists to be certified by the American Board for Certification in Orthotics and Prosthetics. OTs and PTs are currently exempt from the certification. The change would require considerable time and money spent to obtain certification. APTA President Sharon Dunn issued a letter to CMS on March 10th, confirming the APTA's opposition to the rule change, stating, quote, "This would increase the cost to the patient and the amount of time spent using healthcare practitioners," end quote. More on the Interstate Licensure Compact as it approaches 10 states. Tired of maintaining licensure across more than one state? The Interstate Licensure Compact, a project begun by the Federation of State Boards of Physical Therapy, would allow PTs to travel among states in the compact without having to go through the hassle of license transfer. Currently, six states have enacted legislation that would allow them to participate in the compact. Two states are waiting for a governor's signature, and eight states have legislation introduced or passed through one chamber of their state legislature. Legislation must be introduced in each state that wishes to participate in the compact. The compact will activate when 10 states pass this legislation, which is projected to happen by the end of the 2017 legislative season. For more information, check out the news section at ptpinecast.com. Coming up after the break, PT and POT, carpal tunnel, and that vibrator. Is it spying on you? Spring is in the air. It's the season for growth and new experiences in your physical therapy career. Explore the country with healthcare staffing agency Aureus Medical Group. You'll find rewarding travel and full-time career opportunities nationwide. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To speak with a recruiter, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit aureusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Do you treat patients with chronic pain, recurring sports injuries, or posture issues? Then check out Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Stickier, stretchier,
and superior to competing tapes. Rock Tape stays on through any activity
for up to 7 days.
Physical therapists qualify for medical pricing. Get started at rocktape.com/start. Rock Tape also offers CEUs nationwide, so you can learn how to use the world's best tape
with cutting-edge, evidence-informed techniques
while earning the continuing education credits you need.
Get started at rocktape.com.
This is Spinal Tap News.
Out of PT research. Research says PT for knee OA, but is it common practice? A study says no. According to PT Emotion, a study published in the Journal of Arthroplasty found that physicians are prescribing interventions that are not supported by the evidence and may even carry extra risk. The intervention that only gets used sometimes but is strongly recommended? Oh, right. Physical therapy. According to an analysis of Humana claims utilization data, the top three interventions for knee OA were corticosteroid injections, hyaluronic acid injections, and opioids, none of which are recommended by the American Academy for Orthopedic Surgeons. NBC, who has been following Al Roker's road to recovery after knee surgery, recently picked up the story. Unfortunately, PT doesn't get a shout out until the end of the article. If your patients are bored with physical therapy, try virtual peer pressure. Phys.org reports that researchers at the NYU Tandon School of Engineering have found a way for patients requiring therapeutic exercises can contribute to scientific projects. Citizen science. Participants received a low-cost motion capture system and were required to pilot a boat through murky waters of Brooklyn's Gowanus Canal for upper extremity exercise. The users can tag images they reach. They can also see how many times other users have tagged the same image. Those who were continuously striving to be a virtual peer outperformed those who were not. See, all the cool kids are doing it actually works. Medical marijuana. Should we be learning about it in school? PTJ says yes. According to PT in Motion, medical marijuana should be on the radar for clinicians. Charles Saccone, in a recent issue of Physical Therapy, writes that the different methods of consumption, along with the many permutations of the drug, can have different implications for therapy, and patients may approach their PT with questions. He also states that PTs in half of the United States may be treating patients who are currently using the drug. A win for physical therapy. Manual therapy ties or beats surgery for carpal tunnel. PT in Motion reports that a study published in the Journal of Orthopedic and Sports Physical Therapy has found that targeted manual therapy to areas of entrapment of the median nerve had better short-term outcomes than surgery for carpal tunnel syndrome. Earlier studies have given surgery the edge, but in those studies, physical therapy was lumped in with treatments such as splints, steroid injections, and other ineffective treatments. PT News from Pediatrics. Carry those parallel bars with you. Industrial engineering students collaborate with pediatric PT. Georgia Tech reports that two industrial engineering students have found a way to help out pediatric PTs on the go. Normally, it's hard to bring your parallel bars on home health visits, but these students have designed a set that fold up into about the size of a suitcase with wheels, weighs only about 35 pounds, and can accommodate children as young as 15 months all the way up to 10-year-olds. The invention is one of six competing for Georgia Tech's 2017 Inventure Prize, and it's called Gateway. The students are due to graduate in May and plan to continue working on the device. Around the media, Men's Health Magazine highlights dry needling. An article in Men's Health Magazine tells acupuncturists to, quote, move over. Physical therapists are adding a new needle to their toolkits, end quote. The article published on March 9th states that although the research isn't conclusive, dry needling is worth a try for conditions such as low back pain, headache, neck ache, stroke rehab, and pretty much any pain you feel. Looking for a debate on dry needling? The section on women's health held an Oxford-style debate on the issue at CSM. You can find the audio available on their site for purchase or free if you're a member of the section. Check out the details in the news section of ptpinecast.com.
This is What the Healthier? Stories from the lighter side of the news desk.
Oh, Canada, your vibrator has been spying on you. The BBC reports that an Ottawa-based sex toy maker, Standard Innovation, has agreed to pay out up to a total of $4 million Canadian dollars for uses in the U.S. The class action lawsuit was filed when users found out the company's We Vibe vibrator synced with its We Connect app and sent details on temperature, settings, and usage back to the company. The company maintains that there has been no breach of personal data. Of course, this comes on the tail end of the Kellyanne Conway spying microwaves confusion.
We scour the internet to find the stories that make you say, what the hell? This was another installment of What the Hell Theater. This is Spinal Tap News.
For more information about the stories that you heard here, including links to articles and papers, check out the news tab at the blog section at ptpinecast.com. And if you have any story suggestions for us, contact us at our website or at ptpinecast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This episode made possible with contributions from Ian McMurdy, SPT of MGH Institute of Health Professions. Our executive producer is Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it big, boys!
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.